On a recent Sunday morning at Unity Church on the south side of Birmingham, a couple of dozen kids, aged 6 to 12, filed down a stairway to a brightly lit basement classroom for Sunday school. Gradually, the music and the conversations die down.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
But then the lesson takes a slightly different turn.
Our lesson here at Lumendorf today is about ghosts, trolls, and snakes.
Not just any ghosts, trolls, and snakes, but the ones recently made popular by the best-selling Harry Potter novels for young people. On Sundays during May, June, and July, Unity's youth education program is bringing Harry to church through a series of scripture lessons based on the young wizard's adventures. It might sound at first like a bit of a stretch, but Unity's Gigi Talley says that as both a parent and a teacher, she's found the series of stories to be a natural for teaching life lessons.
Harry Potter, although he has a lot of dark things happen to him and not so great things, he becomes his own person and he comes out of it on his own. And I think kids are looking for that. They go through that point where they're starting to pull away from their parents and they want to be able to go through the challenges that they face in life on their own. So magic kind of makes that look appealing.
The curriculum, written by a Unity teacher in Illinois, is called Lumendorf, a name that translates literally as place of light. You won't find it on a map, or for that matter, in the Harry Potter books. In the lesson plan, Lumendorf refers to a place inside each person's heart that's capable of learning and enlightenment. Gigi Talley.
We want to illuminate the children from inside, and that's where we believe Jesus lives. The Christ light is inside of us. So there's a correlation metaphysically with each teaching that we have in Unity and some of the stuff that comes out of Harry Potter.
The Unity movement, which is sometimes confused with the Unitarian Church, is an interdenominational fellowship founded in Missouri in 1889. Today it has some 900 churches around North America and another 65 internationally. Talley and Regal say that finding biblical truths in popular culture is not that unusual for Unity, which often takes a different slant on traditional Christian teachings.
A good way of putting it is that Unity is spirituality with the religious fat cut off. It's the meat, you know. So our philosophy is that we follow the teachings of Jesus. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And it's all about love. It's all about goodness and kindness and being good to one another. And that's what we believe.
Now, what about ghosts? Now we all know what we think ghosts really are.
You know,
disembodied spirits. But ghosts can be ideas, maybe?
Right. Could ghosts be ideas that are no longer workable for you or things like that?
Sure, ghosts represent things that are maybe dead. So like Miss Gigi said, maybe it's something that needs to leave and move on. Negative ideas.
After the class vanquishes the ghosts, the kids watch a scene from the film Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, in which Harry's cousin Dudley harasses a snake at the zoo.
He doesn't understand what it's like lying there day after day, watching people press their ugly faces in on you. Can you hear me?
The subject of understanding, the lack of understanding and the pain it can cause, is a recurring theme of the Lumendorf lessons. In a discussion at the end of today's class, 9-year-old Jordan and 8-year-old Grayson tell why they think Harry makes a good role model.
Well, Harry Potter was a very nice boy, and he, like, wasn't mean to people who'd mean to.
Always treat someone nice instead of just bossing them around and giving them a hard time.
But while British author J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books have sold some 200 million copies in 55 languages, her young hero is not universally loved. Some church pastors are preaching from their pulpits against the Harry Potter stories, arguing that the books promote witchcraft and might lure unsuspecting children into exploring the dark side of the occult. One church group in Arkansas succeeded in having the Potter books put under the counter at school libraries, so the students had to bring a note from their parents to check one out. But after a court hearing, a judge overturned that rule. Gigi Talley and Brad Regal say they're aware of the controversy, but that it hasn't diminished their enthusiasm for Harry Potter is a teaching tool.
You need to lighten up. They need to look at it with a little bit more sense of, oh, this is just play. You know, fairy tales have been around forever. Nobody's been out slaughtering cows and, you know, doing rain dances around because their kid read a fairy tale. Our kids are pretty savvy nowadays. They know what's a fictional story and what's not.
Co-teacher Brad Riegel, who's a father of two, agrees.
It's fascinating to look at the curriculum and see that there are so many wonderful stories that are wrapped up, the little mini stories inside the story, that we can use to kind of open up their minds to explore things that are very similar to biblical parables. And we hope that their interest in Harry opens up their mind just because they're interested in Harry Potter. And walk out the door on Sunday morning, maybe not even knowing that they learned something.
For WBHM, I'm Dale Short.